Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This A's Cast download is brought to you by Link Soul. Check out their spring collection. Go to linksoul.com. And by Nest Bedding. Love where you sleep. Go to nestbedding.com.
He shakes off a couple of pitches, now ready, and fires at a curve, freezes Ohtani. He's got a looking. How about that performance by Zach Jackson? Ward pops up on one pitch, then he strikes out Trout and Ohtani standing by the side of the road.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number on this Friday is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278 as the Athletics get shut out by the Marlins in game one of this three-game set and of this decent-sized road trip. Vince Catronio from Lone Depot Park joins us, South Florida. And Vince, starting with the positive, I thought if you looked at Harris for the most part today, he threw the ball well again.
I agree. Saw a live fastball, mid-90s, good snap on the breaking ball, loves the changeup. That's always been his, at least to this stage, his better off-speed pitch, and we saw some success with that. He had five strikeouts. Again, he didn't walk anybody, and that was part of the issue that we saw in his development, and part of it was interrupted, of course, by injury and time away. And that's encouraging to see that happen. And, you know, five innings, giving up two runs, and doing, you know, five innings, no runs his last time out. You want to see a lot more of Hogan Harris, and I'm encouraged by what we've seen so far.
Very easy delivery. Nothing's forced. It's like get it and go. He's throwing strikes. It's like we're so used to people getting out of whack because everybody's trying to throw 800 miles an hour. This guy knows what he does. He knows what his strengths are. He goes out and he pitches. It's refreshing to see. I mean, the opener only works if the opener doesn't give up a run. So that was a fail today for Fuji. One inning, gave up two, but Hogan Harris is going to be a guy. And Austin Pruitt throwing the ball, continues to throw the ball well.
Well, I mean, Austin Pruitt is the Swiss Army knife, and he gets the job done the majority of the time in whatever role you put him in. I will say this about Fuji, and Alex and I talked about this during the broadcast, Tony. That is, when Fuji came off the field after giving up the two runs, he was met by Paul Blackburn, and that really speaks volumes because that's something that's been lacking from this club, having a veteran presence among the pitchers, particularly starters, and Fuji still considers himself one of those. And to have somebody point out something, I don't know exactly what he saw, but he was, you know, either mentioning you were tipping a pitch or noticing your mechanics or sequencing, but something that Blackburn's experience, which he leaned on with Bassett and Montas and Manaea and Mike Fiers, that he's trying to pass along to guys. And even though Fuji is 29 years of age, you know, this is maiden voyage in Major League Baseball, so I sense that he was very attentive to what Paul was telling him, and maybe there's something there that he can use to his advantage the next time that he's used in whatever role that might be.
Well, bottom line, Sanchez's home run the first inning, and an opposite field home run like that, got too much middle of the plate, but still, he was behind it. You know, sometimes you got to tip your cap. Not a lot of guys go oppo taco.
Right, but you can't give up a two-strike base hit on the previous batter to De La Cruz, which is what he did, and then put himself in that situation where that pitch was at least hittable enough to do the kind of damage that Sanchez did with two outs. They always talk about closing out, you know this, closing out at-bats, closing out innings, closing out games, and that's something that Fuji is still, you know, very much work in progress. You got two strikes on a batter like De La Cruz, you want to end the at-bat. If you do that, then to your point, you're coming off the field and you put a zero on the board, your chest is out a little bit more, and you feel like this is something I can build on. And from the A's perspective, this is something we want to see more of. But once again, that's runs 12 and 13 that he's allowed, Towny, in his first inning of work, either as a starter or as a reliever. And that just puts the team in a hole, especially a team that has struggled to score runs. And we saw that again tonight.
This game is so hard. And then to not know where the ball's going half the time, I mean, I can't even imagine. what's going through his head as he tries to get people out. Because when you don't have that release point, you don't know where it's going. Wow. I want to talk about, I mean, obviously they got shut out. One thing I thought about today is when you know the umpire's calling strikes, at some point, what is the adjustment that needs to be made? Hey, I appreciate everybody is trying to be very disciplined and know their zone, but you're going to have a lot of backwards Ks and you're going to get yourself into a lot of bad counts if you know the umpire's calling strikes and you're taking a lot of close pitches.
Well, the A's struck out 15 times tonight, Towny, and looking at my card, I see that it happened looking on two occasions or three occasions. They're just not making contact. I mean, that's they've gone through a stretch, Towny. Houston, Seattle, Houston, Atlanta, and now the Marlins have very good arms. And when the arms do things like we saw tonight from Cabrera, that's twice now the A's have seen that. They saw it last August as well. If he continues to do that stuff, if Yuri Perez continues to grow as a 20-year-old in the big leagues, you know what to expect from Sandy Alcantara. I know he's had an off year so far, but I would not bet against him for the rest of the season if I'm the Marlins. If you face those guys and they're doing with what Cabrera did tonight, whether it's the A's who struggle offensively or other teams, they're going to be challenging to face because they have got some good arms, especially in this ballpark, which is, to me, it's much more pitcher favorable from left center to right center.
Oh, there is no doubt about it. I just had one decision. I mean, in a shutout, this means nothing, but I got to talk about something, right? I got an hour plus to fill here. I was just thinking in the eighth inning, when Tony Kemp came up and they bring in a lefty, and he had a few of the right-handers on the bench. I know they would come in the ninth. Nick Allen didn't get in. He didn't get in. Were you surprised that Kemp was left in there to hit to lead off in the eighth inning against a lefty? Because you get your leadoff guy there, now you're getting to the top of the order.
I mean, certainly you can make a case for that. I mean, he's 0 for his last 17, and a longer stretch of that, it hasn't been really that much better. Yeah, you can make that case, but sometimes, Towny, I think the strategy is that lefties may not like to face lefties. And, you know, that's something to think about. I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but that might have been part of the thinking by Marcotte in that spot and just kind of go with it that way. But with this offense, the way they're set up right now, you know, they need guys to step up. They need guys to make something happen. And of this group that they have, you know, I think you're hoping for somewhere down the road you'll get more from Shea Langeliers offensively. You don't want him batting eighth in your lineup. And, again, Esteri Ruiz, who's as exciting a player as the A's have right now, trying to take that extra 90 feet off the sixth inning. I mean, there's some inexperience that you're just kind of watch unfold. And there's just a lot of lessons that are being learned, and sometimes that's just really, really hard to watch.
Where are you going clubbing tonight? Where are you going? I mean, it's Friday night, South Beach. Come on.
We're on the beach in Key Biscayne. I think we're going to stay low-key tonight, Towny. But thanks, right, thanks for offering.
Then tomorrow.
there's always tomorrow.
Have a good night.
See you, Towny.
Vince Cotronio is the broadcast team storming South Beach. Where to go with this one? Well, I mean, there's some things in here that are just, I talked about it earlier today on A's Cast Live, and I'll continue with it on a Friday night. There's certain things that I need to see this month that players do and that coaches are making guys better. And this was a horrific start. It's a horrific start. I mean, if you watch tonight's game, God bless you. And if you watch tonight's game, Lance Barrett's calling strikes. I mean, if you're a hitter and you want to, you know, the term lawyer ball has been brought back to my attention. I had totally forgotten about that. But you want to sit there and play lawyer ball, this is what you get. This is playing a sport. Are you playing the sport? And what I mean by that is you have a game, you're playing in this game, and there's a way this game's going. And you're either going to adjust and play the game so that you can win it and have a chance, or you're just going to stick to what I do and not make any adjustments. because this is what we do. We're robots. We don't swing at pitches outside the strike zone. And maybe a strike zone was too big. Well, I'm not swinging at that. Well, guess what? Your tushy's going back to the bench. You're not playing the game. You're not playing. They did not play this game to win tonight. They showed up. They're being taught a certain way. We're going to be disciplined at our approach. We're going to swing at pitches we only think are strikes. And this is how we're going to do business. And you struck out 15 times tonight. Because not only, as Vince said, well, there wasn't a whole lot of reverse case. Well, there was a whole lot of times where they were put in bad situations to strike out because they're just taking strike after strike after strike. Are you here to win the game, or are you here just to do your approach? What are you here to do? And I can guarantee you tonight, they were here for their approach. This is what we do. This is how we play. And if the umpire is taking it in a different direction, well, we're just going to get hammered. You got hammered tonight. And you might say it's only 4-0. No, you got hammered tonight. You struck out 15 times and got shut out, and it wasn't even close. This was not a competition tonight. You really weren't competing. You strike out 15 times in a game, you're not competing. And what I meant by Tony Kemp hitting, I mean, first of all, I'm shocked he's still in the lineup every day. And, well, it hasn't been every day lately, but he's still getting his ABs. And to start this road trip, there he is. And in the eighth inning, with a left-hander coming in, and if you can get somebody on base where you've got Allen, who, by the way, last 17 games. Let me get that again. I hate to be armchair quarterback here, but I got to have something to talk about. Nick Allen's hitting 300 over his last 17 games. So, fine, you want to keep Laureano, the firepower, on the bench, Perez on the bench, backup catcher, using him at the very end. Okay, you could have had Nick Allen hit. Nick Allen gets on base. Now we're 1-2-3. Maybe you got something going here. Get a guy on. Your percentages with a chance to score just dramatically improve. But nope, weak ground ball back to the pitcher. Tony Kemp is out. And then weak back to the pitcher by Ruiz. K by Noda. Gone. As much as I've been pumping Noda and I love Noda, him taking that called third strike in the third, that's a great example of what we're talking about. You're in the third inning. You're down 2-0. You got a runner on third base, and you take a called third strike. Was it a strike? Probably not, but it was close enough you should be hacking. So you have one or two approaches here. You got the approach that you're just not seeing anything, and you're just constantly whiffing, like Rooker today, Seth Brown today, Langoliers, Jonah Bride. It's whiff city, right? 3 Ks by Langoliers, 2 Ks by Bride, 3 Ks by Noda. But I'm going to keep Noda out because Noda's different. Seth Brown, 3 Ks. I mean, it's just whiff, 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 whiff. Noda whiffs because, for the most part, he's taking so many pitches. And on certain nights, it goes great for him. Then on other times, it's like it doesn't. And it is a tough look to strike out looking with a runner on third base. You need to get that guy home. You got to do everything you can to get that guy home, and you're taking a called third strike. So it's like you love the approach, and I know God knows our front office loves the approach. I do too. I appreciate it. But you know what? You got to have a time when you're hacking. You got to have your time when you got no shot to get that runner in taking a called third strike. How many times have I said, you put the ball in play, guy can make an error, something can happen. Great example, Ruiz in the sixth. infield base hit, error. You made the pitcher make a play, makes an error. Harris, what, you know, really the lone bright spot tonight, Harris. I really like what I saw. All right, the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. Your phone call's next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
If you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see our friends at the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
This is A's Clubhouse.
You know what I'm going to do this month? Because this month, I highlighted earlier today why it's important. And if you missed it, I'm sorry. But something you're going to hear a lot this month is, okay, the next 2 months is setting up this franchise to get better in the future. So what are you going to do? You're going to have to move pieces. How you move them is going to be the interesting part. But you're going to have to move pieces, hopefully trade. As we talked, there's about 20 teams right now in baseball who are going to be in this thing. So the more buyers means the less sellers. And the less sellers means it's going to be a tough market to find because a lot of the sellers aren't very good. So you have a bunch of teams that have needs. You have a few sellers who don't have a whole lot to sell. And the game of baseball has gotten so conservative that these front office people, they don't take a whole lot of risk. So you have this recipe for a very dull trading deadline. Conservative front offices mixed with a lot of front offices that are in this thing, followed by you don't have a whole lot out there when it comes to the bad teams to sell. So something's got to give. And something also, too, that I forgot to mention earlier today is there's a lot of owners out there that they don't want you to give out the impression that you're giving up. Because the minute you give up that impression, you got 2 months of no one showing to the ballpark. So you don't want to be somebody that, you know, you look at the standings and you say, oh, well, hey, we're playing for the future. And then your fan base goes, whoa, 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 whoa. We're only 2.5 games back of the wild card. I mean, 2.5 games. I mean, let's face it, that's not a whole heck of a lot. Especially when you've got 2 months of baseball left. So, key for the A's is you've got to hopefully find out how to make your guys valuable so you can start moving pieces. Because there's not a whole lot of sellers, and there's going to be a whole lot of desperate teams that need to move guys. That's what needs to happen. Let's go to Safe at Third. Safe at Third, you are on the A's Clubhouse Show.
How are you doing tonight? You know, I really appreciate you saying what you just said. It is so true. I let me say this. The Giants weren't too far away from kind of going in the same direction, but it seems like they've turned their ship around and they're looking a little better. And my complaint was to them was, you got to be consistent. A's have nothing in the lineup to be consistent. They're juggling players all over the place, and it's not their fault. And God bless, you know, Skipper Casse. He's going through hell. But if you don't start putting some players like Nick Allen, if you're going to do whatever you have to do to get a couple of players behind him, and then, you know, that'll be your basic lineup, you know, every day, you know, players. You got to have that. And once you get that, then you start developing your players behind. The A's don't even have anybody coming up from the minors that they can really, really depend on. They're in duck soup. I'm telling you right now. And then your fans are like, why am I here? Well, I'm a loyal fan, but it's only about 3,000 of us. So the owner is in tough session. But if the A's are going to do anything that's going to be looking like something for the future, they've got to have two or three players that they can count on every day and let the fans come see those players every day. Right now they don't have Ruiz, Allen, maybe Noda, if he's going to be around. That's about the only three they can really depend on that may do something for them. But nothing, if you don't have consistency and somewhere in the lineup, you're going nowhere. A's are going nowhere. And if they're going to go to Vegas, the fans are really not going to come out to see them. Then the players become despondent. I don't know what is going to happen. I don't own the team. I don't lace them up. I don't put on the uniform. But I've been watching the A's since a kid in the 50s, as well as a Giant fan out of New York.
Yeah.
If you don't get that consistency together, sir, you're done. I thank you for your time.
No. I have talked about that for many years now, and people threw it back in my face. Well, in the Bob Melvin era, they never used consistent lineups. Okay. I like a consistent lineup. There's a lot of inconsistencies with the way things go. And it's one of the reasons why you're 12-47. I don't buy all the payroll stuff. Yeah, the payroll puts you behind. I'm not going to say puts you behind the eight ball, but it doesn't put you in a great spot on the pool table. But that gives you no reason why you haven't won more games. But you're just you throw these lineups out. You could talk to me till you're blue in the face about how you're doing it, and you'd be like, okay, what was your theory today of this lineup? Because this lineup produced 15 strikeouts today. What was your theory? Let's just go. I mean, I could go. I keep score every game. I could go through every game's lineup and go, okay, why didn't this work? Why didn't this way? I mean, I don't know. Hell, why not have consistency? I mean, going forward, Ruiz and Noda would be 1-2, guaranteed every single day. The game before against Atlanta, they tried to get cute to sneak Rooker in the second hole because they probably want to see him get more fastball. Ruiz, Noda, every single game. Righty, lefty, I don't care who the pitcher is, those two guys should be 1-2. Start having consistency. And also, I mean, we're past Memorial Day. You've got Diaz hitting a .185, going 0-for-4, playing at shortstop. You got Tony Kemp batting .153, continuing to play, and got time at second base today. I don't get it. That's why I brought up the eighth inning. Like, why is Tony Kemp coming out to face a lefty? I don't even care what the numbers are for the pitcher, righty versus lefty, what his numbers are. I know what Kemp's numbers are. I mean, there's just the decision-making really is all over the place. Like, you know, sometimes you look like you want to start doing stuff to find guys for the future, and then other times you act like you're grinding out today's game, like, man, we got to win this game today, and this, you know, it's like, pick it. You got to pick one side of the road. You either want to start preparing for the future and going young, or you need to just try and grind out every win you can. Pick one or the other. Doing both looks chaotic, in my opinion. Could be wrong, but I don't know how I'm wrong. 12-47. And things just don't look right. And you put a lineup out there today. A lineup, by the way, that had the day off yesterday. You had the day off yesterday. I mean, that, what are we doing here? No, I'm not going to say the Miami flu. Our guys wouldn't do that. What are you typing to me, Robert? What is this? Was this something someone said? You know, what's happening with Nevada right now it does not affect these players. And if it does affect you as a player, oh boy, good luck in your career. Every guy right now, mark my words, every guy right now is thankful to be here. Every guy right now is getting an opportunity you're not getting with other teams. See, you guys need to stop listening to people who don't know baseball. You need to stop listening to sports media people that don't know anything about business. They don't know about baseball. They don't know about business. And they're just all playing the same tune because they want to be the talk show hot take. They want clicks. They want subscriptions. And they're playing you. If there's anybody, if you really believe, and it's funny how they're always going to go to Tony Kemp. Do you think any of these guys really give a damn about what could happen? I mean, a new ballpark, wherever it may be, is at least 4 years away. You think this affects Aledmys Diaz? Hey, Aledmys Diaz, when this new ballpark opens up, you'll be 37. Do you really care right now? Who really cares? You think Ryan Noda? We just had Ryan Noda on. He's loving it that he's getting an opportunity. Ruiz, loving it he's getting on. These young guys, where else are they getting this opportunity? They're loving this. The older guys, they're getting a paycheck. What does 4 years – how could anybody on this team honestly say what's going to happen in 2028 affects them? 2028. You're going to say attendance affects them? Well, every A's player deals with this. Every A's player deals with this. I know everybody's debating the attendance stuff. I can just tell you I'm at every game, and I've been at every game for years. If you really think the outside noise is affecting this team, you're crazy. You're crazy. You tell me who it's affecting, and I will bring them on A's Cast Live, and I'll actually direct them to their face, and I'll put it on A's Cast, and I'll put it on YouTube so I can prove you wrong. Challenge me. Say, Chris, I think this is affecting this guy. Okay, next homestand, we'll put him on camera, and we'll ask him, and we'll let him tell you it's not. And we'll see who's right and who's wrong. Making up stories, it's ridiculous. Let's go to George calling from the Embarcadero. George, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Tony, thank you for letting me on. I'm calling for the Fujinami Fan Club here, and I have to say a big thank you to Mark Kotze, the manager, for creating unconventional strategic ways to put Fujinami in situations where he needs to succeed. But he did not succeed. You know, he was supposed to pitch with two innings before and then, you know, transfer the game over to Harris. But what did he throw, like a cutter or something like that? And Jesus Sanchez, he got the best of him, hit it the other way, like you said before.
That was a fastball, my man.
Tailing fastball.
You tell me. What are we going to do with our guy Fuji? How do we get him back on track?
Okay, so the good thing is, Mark Kotze, he put him in for one inning, and that's today. What I recommend is that since Jesus Sanchez nailed him for a homer, what I recommend on Sunday, if the A's are behind for like three runs and they're in like the sixth or the seventh, I would take that bullpen vulture, Fujinami, out on the mound and go target Jesus Sanchez. I want to see the bullpen vulture go against Jesus or Jesus again and have him strike him out. Get that confidence back. Go at him again. Challenge him again. Get the strikeout. And Langoliers needs to watch out because as all the cleanup hitters, they've been knocking Fujinami with his fastball all the time. He needs to throw more sinkers. He needs to be a little more swift, maybe throw more forkballs. But when he challenges them, they're usually nailing him. And just I think it was the, who's the Mets cleanup guy? He nailed him too on I think it was the second outing. So what I would do is probably be a little more cautious when it comes to the number four batters. And if they're, you know, if they love fastballs, then you got to be a little more cautious. Maybe hopefully well, he doesn't have good control, but somehow gradually bring his confidence back up. And but I have to say thank you for Kaze for putting him in the game, giving him a shot in the beginning of the game just to get the feel of it. Also, you know, he's only pitched one inning. You can use him again on Sunday just keep on trying to build his confidence. But for him to build his confidence, he needs to concentrate more. And his concentration is lacking. So make him focus in and get that bullpen vulture in, locked in, have the bullpen vulture face Jesus on Sunday in the seventh inning or sixth inning. That's what I'm thinking.
I think about that Mets series, right? Was that the polar bear who took him deep?
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. It was a polar bear. Took him deep in the fourth inning.
Yeah, he nailed him.
Well, polar bear takes a lot of people deep. All right, man, thanks for the phone call. The number is 833-625-2278. A's shut out by the Marlins. 4-0. Your phone call's next.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
We're almost halfway through baseball season, and there's no better time to build your collection of Topps trading cards. Topps packs feature everything from top stars, rookies, game-used memorabilia, and autographs from players around the league, as well as special inserts and surprises. Visit your local hobby shop, retailers, and Topps.com to collect the newest product of the season, Topps Series 2 Baseball. Follow at Topps on social media to join the conversation and start sharing your collection today.
We are right in the middle of major season on the PGA Tour. Hey, those guys are good. But it won't stop you from having a great golf outing at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Just a short drive south of fast-paced Silicon Valley, the 27 holes of championship golf will give you and your friends a full day of enjoyment. Plus, a great 19th hole experience awaits at the Grill. Not only golf, but Cinnabar Hills is ready to provide a first-class experience for any event. Learn more at CinnabarHills.com, CinnabarHills.com.
Whether it's a midweek trip to the ballpark to catch a game or a weekend of baseball for the family, grab your tickets for an A's game this season. Secure your seats today for all the biggest matchups, fireworks, drone shows, giveaways, and more. Don't miss out on all the things happening this season.
Rose and Seth. It's a drive into center. It's deep, and Straw is back at the track. He will turn and watch it fly.
Tickets are only $10, so grab yours now at athletics.com/tickets. That's athletics.com/tickets.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
I am going to stick with a positive, though. Hogan Harris, that's another outing where you go, yeah, I want to see more of this guy. Really like the way it's a effortless, just get it and go athletic. And I'm starting to wonder, because I've only been to the ballpark in Vegas once out there in Summerlin. I'm starting to wonder, like, these guys have serious control problems down in Vegas, but it's just not Vegas, man. You're playing in Reno. You're playing in Colorado. You're playing in Colorado Springs, New Mexico. You're playing all these places where it's elevation. I mean, even up in Sac, it's warm and windy. You're playing in highly offensive places. And you start to wonder, are these guys not throwing strikes because they just know if they throw strikes and the players hit it, they're doomed? Like, literally, you're doomed. If you're pitching to any type of contact, you're in trouble. Cuz the balls just fly. And the infields are all hard, so balls get through with ground balls. It's total offensive baseball. And then all of a sudden, Medina comes up, he's throwing strikes. Hogan Harris comes up, other than that first outing, he's throwing strikes. 5 innings, struck out 5, didn't walk anybody, gave up the 2 runs. But, I mean, he can live like 91, then hump it up to 94, change up, breaking ball. Works fast. I'm impressed. I like what I see. I mean, in the end, isn't that what we care about? We're looking for keepers, guys that can help long term. Let's go to Joe in Monterey. Joe, you're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Well, college baseball hasn't been good for us. Both our teams are getting beat up. But, you know, I don't know about this lineup thing with Kotze. You know, as soon as I saw the lineup and I saw who was hitting ninth, I go, why? I don't understand why. You know, and I'm not the biggest Nick Allen fan, but like you said, he's been hitting the ball pretty good in the last, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. So why not put him in the lineup at shortstop? If you want a Ledesma Diaz in the lineup, put him at second. I don't know. It's frustrating. And then another thing is, is Hogan Harris next year, and let's look at 2024, because 2023 is pretty much, you know, we're just playing out the rest of the season. In 2024, is Hogan Harris going to need an opener? You know, someone that, so he comes into the second inning and he's already down 2-0? Or is he going to be a starter? Let him start this year. Let him make his bones this year. I don't know. An opener is what you use when you don't have starters, and you got to use a guy for an inning, a guy for 2 innings, a guy for maybe 3 innings, another guy for 2 innings. You're piecing together a game. It's not to get 1 inning so you can bring a starter in to pitch 5 or 6. I don't understand what he's doing. I really don't. And I like because you question it too, you know. I don't know. It's just so frustrating. And then, like you say, the only person had a worse game than the A's was the home plate umpire. His strike zone was everywhere. But the A's should have been able to see that. Said, man, you know what? He's calling everything strikes. We can't take anything close. We got a hack. 15 strikeouts? Come on, man. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's legit, if you don't make adjustments, it doesn't matter what sport you play in. You've got to be able to make adjustments. And if you know that this is how the game's going to go, Lance Barrett's got a big strike zone. And if you go up to the plate going, nope, I'm not making adjustments, I'm just going to stay in my approach, and I'm going to constantly get down 0-2, 1-2. I'm going to get into bad counts, but I don't care because I'm sticking with my approach. Well, that's what leads to 15 strikeouts. You had to know going up there tonight, boy, this was like getaway day. In all those years, getaway day, umpires, it's a hot, it's summer, they're wearing all black, they've got to catch a flight too. That this is going to be a game where it's going to be a bigger strike zone and everybody better be ready to swing. That's what it was like tonight. And, like, the A's hitters didn't get the memo.
And maybe that's inexperience, you know, and I won't say young players because they're not all young, but, you know, the older players say, you know, we got to adjust to this. We got to swing. If it's close, we got to swing. I was surprised there was only three backwards Ks because I was like bouncing between the OU baseball game, the Women's College World Series, and the A's game. So I was bouncing back and forth between. So I didn't see a lot of the at-bats. I was surprised they only had three of them. I saw there was a bunch of strikeouts, but I didn't realize there was only three of them that were looking. I thought it would have been more than that.
Yeah, and I mean, sometimes, like, you get into a basketball game, and you know that they're going to allow some things tonight. Okay, then defensively you can make adjustments. And then on the flip side, if they're calling everything, then you got to know that's how this game's being officiated. Same thing in football. If you know you're going to be able to get away with some stuff, I mean, old Raider teams would have kept pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. But you know that the refs play a factor in the game. Umpires play a factor in the game. So we have scouting reports on these guys now. We have full-fledged scouting reports on these guys. And if you've got an umpire and it says he's got a big zone and you're going to go up there and say, nope, I'm not going to swing at anything that I don't think is an exact strike, and all of a sudden he's calling strikes, that's on you, man. You knew going in. You knew going in that it's going to be a bigger strike zone. So, you know, my whole thing tonight is the way the A's played offensively, they didn't compete. They didn't compete. This was a non-competitive game from a standpoint of the offense. Yes, they got shut out, but just from just looking at this game, how many just easy outs, they didn't compete tonight.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and it's so disappointing because after having that really good series against Atlanta, to play the way they did today, it was very disappointing to see. But you know what, the first game of a road trip, we still got eight more games. And then, Chip Hale's team playing right now. Chip Hale's Arizona Wildcats are playing TCU right now. They're down 4-2 in the second inning, but it looks like it's going to be a pretty good game.
Yeah, Chip Hale, I love Chip. My San Jose State Spartans got drilled by Stanford today. All right, I got to get out of here. Appreciate the phone call. The number 833-625-2278. Since this is a critical month, to know where's this thing going. And I'm not talking ballpark. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your team, the players, the humans. How's this going to go? You're going to have the ability to move anybody. You're going to have a lot of different teams. You're going to have way more buyers than sellers. So if you have anything to sell, anything, the buyers are going to be desperate. Do you have anything to sell? Can you get to the poker table? Do you have any cards? Is there anything that you can help? Anything. I mean, because at some point, if you're going to tell me, Chris, there just isn't anything, well, then get them out of here and get me young guys. If you've got nothing to sell, then just get them. Then there's no reason to have them here, and it should be young guys. That's why this is June. I let you talk all this stuff about got to wait and see, wait and see, wait and see, wait and see, Memorial Day. Memorial Day's gone. You got too much till the trading deadline. You got a draft coming up. You got a draft combine in June. You got the draft coming up. August 1st, you got the trading deadline. Everything you do, every single move that you make has to be viewed through the lens of the future. What are we doing? So, coach up whoever you think that you might be able to flip, might be able to do something with. Ramon Laureano's the one guy I think. If you can get him going, he's somebody. I mean, you got to figure some things out. And I think what I'm going to do is do like pitching and offense. Was this a night they competed? Pitching-wise, I would say yes. Offense, no. Offense didn't compete tonight. This was a non-competitive game. And you can't be happy. Nobody can leave the ball. No one can leave Lone Depot Park happy about tonight's effort. Just can't. 15 strikeouts? I mean, Tommy, 15 strikeouts. Assistant hitting coach Crone, all the hitter, 15 strikeouts tonight, boys. 15. You really didn't really hit any balls hard. What ball was hit hard? Rooker had a ground ball base hit in the first. Ruiz was just a little dribbler that the pitcher threw away. Notas was off the fist into right field. I guess Blades down the line, but that was, you know, a hard hit ground ball, okay. And yet another ground ball by Laureano up the middle. I mean, this wasn't a competitive game offensively. This gets a check mark in the non-competitive card. So, I mean, you got to get better as players. This is your career. I mean, seriously. Tough one. All I can say about the pitching is I liked what I saw with Harris. The rest of it doesn't matter if you don't even score a run. Fuji, starting to wonder what are you going to do with Fuji? Fuji was another guy. If he could somewhat get people out on a consistent basis, you could flip him. All right, the number 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
This is Chris Townsend, and if you're looking for a great place to eat and watch games, go see my friends at the Chicken Pie Shop at Walnut Creek. The Chicken Pie Shop is one of the hottest restaurants in Walnut Creek. You're not going to find a better menu, and come try their world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 86 years. Spacious indoor and outdoor dining, perfect for your next private party or corporate event. Don't forget free parking. For more information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
We're almost halfway through baseball season, and there's no better time to build your collection of Topps trading cards. Topps packs feature everything from top stars, rookies, game-used memorabilia, and autographs from players around the league, as well as special inserts and surprises. Visit your local hobby shop, retailers, and Topps.com to collect the newest product of the season, Topps Series 2 Baseball. Follow at Topps on social media to join the conversation and start sharing your collection today.
This is Chris Townsend. There are two things that are a must for me, comfort and style. Whether I'm playing golf, going to dinner, I've got to have the right feel. That's why I've partnered with LinkSole, and you're going to love LinkSole. They have just released their new spring line, new fabrics for their polos, lightweight and perfect for technical performance. LinkSole also has new styles for their layers and hoodies with cool prints and seasonal colors. You know what they say in the big leagues, look good, play good. Go to LinkSole.com. That's LinkSole.com.
Hit a home run with a low-rate personal loan from First United Credit Union. Their personal loans feature rates as low as 7.99% APR, and you can use the funds however you want. Plus, you could earn $100 when you apply and open a loan with promo code ATHLETICS. For more information or to apply, visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics or stop by a local branch today.
And the pitch is swung on, hit the right field, hit deep. Whitefield going back at the track, over his head, and over the wall. Do you believe that?
You're listening to A's Cast.
And the lefty's first pitch is swung on and hit it deep. Hit a ton, hit way back to left, and that is in the upper deck. Bombs away for Shea Langeliers. My goodness, he hit that ball a long way.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
2-2. Taken strike three, called at the bell to change up, buckled Soler. A 1-2-3 third, including strikeouts of Arise and Soler for Harris. He has four punchouts through two scoreless innings. And we're through three here at Lone Depot Park. The Marlins 2 and the A's nothing.
All right, the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. We are going to hear audio together. That's what I love about when we play the stuff from NBC Sports California. We got to give credit to our friends from NBC Sports. We're able to get the interviews from them. I have no idea because I don't have time to listen to the great Brody Brazil and Shooty Babbitt. Shooty's sporting the wonderful red coat tonight. I don't get to listen to them because I got to get in here and talk to Vent. So I have no idea what they played on A's postgame live tonight. We all get to hear it together for the first time. Once again, courtesy of NBC Sports California, here is Mark Kotze.
No, Cabrera shut us down. This kid, you know, he's got elite stuff. You saw that tonight. I think he had 10 strikeouts. The changeup right on right is a great pitch. He had a ton of swing and miss on that pitch tonight, and our hitters just couldn't seem to make the adjustment. So, you know, he throws the slider out or third and the changeup down and in off of the 95-plus fastball. So, you know, we couldn't get anything going offensively. We had a couple of chances with, like you said, guys getting to second base, but just couldn't advance them.
Yeah. Luis taking that extra base in the sixth inning, just the breakdown there.
It was an aggressive play. He felt he could beat the ball to third base, and unfortunately it was a perfect throw that was right on line. The tag was perfect, and, you know, he ends up running into the out there. So, you know, we're down, I think, four at that point. So it's a tough out to give away in the sixth, but one that, you know, we talk about being aggressive, and unfortunately we ran into an out there.
You talked about your pitchers, too. Harris especially, he gave you good length and a good performance. But for both Fujinami and him, the two-out hits that resulted in a few runs they got.
Yeah, you know, the two-out hits have been an issue of late. And, you know, with Fuji, the pitch to De La Cruz, you know, he stuck the bat out there and it ends up being a line drive. And, you know, he really... Sanchez, I bet he beat him with the fastball, but Sanchez just took a good swing. And so we're down 2-0 out of the gate. I thought Harris did a nice job with his work. I think he had 5 strikeouts. You know, the biggest thing for the pitching staff is we didn't have any walks tonight. So I think that's our first game this season without issuing a free base, which is an improvement.
You know what I don't always buy? I don't always – everybody tries to blame everything on age. They try and just say, well, he's young. Like all of a sudden, because you're older, you don't make that mistake. But yet, older players make mistakes all the time. It's like this kind of crutch that broadcasters use when they have to explain something. Instead of like – criticizing, because the reality is in our sport, play-by-play guys don't like to criticize. They're on every day. They're flying around with the players. They like coming on talk shows. They like doing shows, but they don't like criticizing the team. It makes for a tough situation. So it's easy to say, oh, it's a young player. But, I mean, you've been playing the sport for a long time. And we want young players. We don't want, I mean, the days of wanting to sign 32 and 33-year-olds to long-term contracts are over. The game is getting younger and younger and younger. These kids play more baseball than we ever did. I mean, so when we say, it's a young player, my God, they've played more baseball with these travel ball teams. Kids in the Dominican and Venezuela, they play every day year-round. Kids are playing more baseball year-round than ever before. Point is, there's a difference between playing reckless and having a reckless style and someone who just has a brain fart. I mean, brain farts happen all the time. Guys forget outs. Guys throw to the wrong bases. You have brain farts. You have that. You get that from guys of all ages. But once again, the way to not criticize somebody, they're young. It's the big leagues. It's easy to do that. And then everybody goes, yeah, he's young. Instead of just going, that was stupid. And you should know better. You're in the big, whether you're the big leagues, triple A, you make dumb mistakes in A-ball, they're still pissed at you. You make dumb mistakes in college, they're pissed at you. I mean, you should know better. You should know the outs. You should know the scenario. You should know if the ball's hit to you, what you're doing with the ball. There's all these things you should be thinking about so when it does happen, you don't have the brain farts. You should know when you're running the bases how many outs there are. Doesn't matter what level you are. It's like all of a sudden broadcasters think everybody is just stupid till they get to the big league level, and then that's when you really know how to play the game. It's just ridiculous. It's because most broadcasters never played, and they don't know. Everybody at every level should know on every play, if the ball's hit to me, where's this damn thing going? What do I need to do? What are my responses? What sport at what level did anybody play high school football and your coaches thought it was okay, you didn't know what to do on the plays? Think how ridiculous it is how broadcasters in Major League Baseball always tell you that the issues are, well, he's a young player. Did your high school football coach think it was okay for you not to know what to do for every single play that was called in the game? And right now you'd all be listening going, oh, if you didn't, he'd be up here, you know what. Yeah. So if you in high school football were supposed to know what to do on every single play, don't you think a guy in Major League Baseball should know not to? But the thing is, some of these guys, they're just reckless players. That's how they play. They may be really good, but they're just reckless. And some guys never, if you want to go young, some guys never grow out of that. Some guys never have good instincts. There are players, there are great players that don't have instincts. No, let me say that again. There are great athletes that don't have great instincts. You can run, you can jump, you can throw, you can do all that kind of stuff. Doesn't mean you're going to have great instincts for how the game is played. Some of the best players ever. That's why I like to talk other sports, because it makes you understand it a little. Some of the greatest point guards in the history of basketball, they're not blazing speed guys. They were instinct guys. Some of the greatest receivers in the history of pro football are not speed guys. They were smart, ran correct routes. Some of the best baseball players, some of the best outfielders of all time, they weren't burners. Great example is Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds had no arm, but Barry Bonds took such great routes to balls, he held guys to singles playing left field. When if he didn't take those great routes and cut things off so fast, guys would have taken second base from the time he was in Pittsburgh to the time he was in San Francisco, because Bonds had no arm. That's why he wasn't a five-tool guy. Couldn't throw. Couldn't throw out the trash. Couldn't throw out Sid Bream, for God's sakes. But where he made up for it was great instincts. Bonds was a brilliant mind. Bonds had a brilliant baseball mind. Hitting, defense, phenomenal. But some guys don't. And I don't know if you can teach that. We like to act like we can teach instincts. I just don't know. So when some guys do stuff that's reckless and you go, oh, they're young, you go, well, they're young, but I could see him doing that in 3-4 years from now, and he's not going to be young. But overall tonight, offensively, non-competitive. Quickly, let's hear from Hogan Harris, also courtesy of NBC Sports California.
Two out hits, unfortunately, are part of baseball. It's my least favorite part of baseball, but it's part of it. Overall, I felt like I was executing fairly well. Had a lot of great defensive plays behind. That's massive, especially with the amount of ground balls that these guys hit. That, I mean, they're so good at pushing stuff the other way. The two out hits end up scoring a couple, but overall, I was pretty happy with forcing them to get themselves out. So it was good.
Yeah, like you say, it almost seems like if they sell you at least one inning, that's when they really look to go the other way.
Yes, a lot. I think I was using the cutter maybe a little bit too much, just so they're like, okay, I know it's going to run in on me. So they were just forcing themselves to stay back, and they did really well with it. And then a couple bad, not the best execution on a couple, you know, the double down the line. And then a couple the other way left over the plate a little bit too much too. So, but overall, not too bad.
Collectively, Mark was saying no walks as a staff.
Yes.
How important was that, or to build on that?
Definitely that's the biggest part for me. without a doubt, is because obviously, I mean, you know, if you look at my numbers earlier in the season, everyone knows walks were a big issue. But luckily, I feel like, for the most part, knock on some wood, I feel like I found my stride with that and just found a rhythm that helps me overall to disregard those walks.
I think we're going to have to talk to our buddy Fran Reardon, AAA manager at Las Vegas, and just see, I mean, once again, I don't sit here and watch Las Vegas games. I got to look at the box scores for the minor league report every day, but I'm not watching the games. And I just wonder, is the fact that offensively it's a joke there, does that cause guys to not throw strikes? So they kind of get into bad habits, bad mechanics, bad release points. And then we see him up here, and all of a sudden, Hogan Harris, other than that first night against, what was that, against the Mets? Was that against the Mets? Oh, let me see. God, that was such a long time ago where he came up for his debut, and it was just a disaster. But once again, debuts, I do not at all freak out on debuts. Let me get the old game logs here. Yeah, it was against the Mets. Oh, that was all the way back on April 14th. Luis Medina's come up and thrown strikes. That was his thing. Doesn't throw strikes. Well, he has here. Same thing, Hogan Harris. Doesn't throw strikes. Where he is now, why is that? And I'm not going to be shocked. Fran may agree, may not. They can tell you to pound the strike zone in AAA, but if it's like, if it's a joke offensively, which we know, would you want to live in the strike zone there? I don't know. Probably not. All right, coming up next, we'll get you ready for tomorrow's action. A's shutout tonight by the Marlins. 4-0. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thanks to the Xfinity 10G network, my little brother's friends won't leave our house. When I was their age, internet with basically no interruptions was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Now through June 21st, new customers can get 200 megabit internet on the Xfinity 10G network for just $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Is convenience a state of mind or a real thing? At Extra Mile, it's a real thing, and it's in everything they do. The stores are spacious, organized, clean, and well-lit, so you can get in quickly, get what you need, and keep going. It's just what you'd expect from a place serving up the hot and fresh food and snacks you love. So treat you right, and check out Extra Mile's fresh take on the convenience store experience. Extra Mile convenience stores at select Chevron and Texaco locations.
We're almost halfway through baseball season, and there's no better time to build your collection of Topps trading cards. Topps packs feature everything from top stars, rookies, game-used memorabilia, and autographs from players around the league, as well as special inserts and surprises. Visit your local hobby shop, retailers, and Topps.com to collect the newest product of the season, Topps Series 2 Baseball. Follow at Topps on social media to join the conversation and start sharing your collection today.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Right now you're thinking, Comparian, never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian Insurance Agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent 4 times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number 4.
The doctor will see you now.
But do they really? Do they see you as a mother who's a daughter and a caregiver? Fearless, but sometimes fearful? A health nut with a French fry habit? An O-positive geologist named Patty, who's here today for a melanoma exam? At Kaiser Permanente, we believe the only way to care for all of you is by seeing all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
Looking for a ride that's ecological and economical? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
Gas mileage is great in Honda cars. I feel like I can still go long distances without having to pay a fortune each time I go fill up my gas.
So I do use the Honda as my commuter car, and it's really great because I only have to fill up once a week.
From Accord and CR-V hybrids to Civic and HR-V, there's a fuel-efficient Honda that's right for you. See your NorCal Honda dealer now. For details, ask anyone who owns a Honda or visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
Hey, A's fans, you know that running your own business is a slugfest every day. That's why businesses have been counting on Mechanics Bank since 1905. From operating lines of credit to equipment and real estate loans, they can help build your lineup to meet today's challenges and prepare for tomorrow's opportunities. Stop by your local branch or visit mechanicsbank.com today. Mechanics Bank, the official East Bay Bank of the Oakland A's. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. All loans subject to program eligibility and credit approval.
First United Credit Union is swinging for the fences with above-market certificate rates. Whether you're saving for college tuition, retirement, or even your next big trip, First United has a high-rate certificate for you. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for current rates and to open an account today. Federally insured by NCUA, not one penny has ever been lost.
We are right in the middle of major season on the PGA Tour. Hey, those guys are good, but it won't stop you from having a great golf outing at Cinnabar Hills Golf Club. Just a short drive south of fast-paced Silicon Valley, the 27 holes of championship golf will give you and your friends a full day of enjoyment. Plus, a great 19th hole experience awaits at the grill. Not only golf, but Cinnabar Hills is ready to provide a first-class experience for any event. Learn more at CinnabarHills.com, CinnabarHills.com.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is the number one brand of online mattresses and the Bay Area's favorite mattress store. Take home the Easy Breather Pillow. The New York Times calls it their number one pick. You can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and Gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
It is the A's Clubhouse Show. What's on deck? Well, we'll get to what's on deck in a second. Let's check out the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. Are we the only final? Wait, there's another final. It was Milwaukee over Cincinnati, a final in 11. All games in progress. This is what happens when you play on the East Coast. Pittsburgh up on St. Louis, 7-5 in the top of the ninth. Bottom of the eighth, all tied. Philly and Washington in our nation's capital, 7-7. Actually, bottom of the eighth. Top of six, Blue Jays on top of the Mets, 1-0. End of the eighth inning, Texas shutting out Seattle in Arlington, 2-0. Bottom of the seventh, Houston shutting out the Angels 5-0 in the seventh after Houston beat them last night. Top of the eighth, this game, Colorado, Kansas City, tied 2-2. Bottom of the seventh, scoreless, Cleveland, Minnesota. Bottom of the seventh, White Sox, this is another bad one, White Sox shutting out Detroit 2-0. Bottom of the second, down at Petco, Padres and Cubbies scoreless. Your first place Arizona Diamondbacks, they lead Atlanta 2-1, top of the second. Dodgers, Yankees, oh boy, you know everybody's going to be all over this. That's scoreless in the top of the first. Warming up in San Francisco, Orioles against the Giants. And there you have it, postponed. Got to love the Northeast. Postponed because of weather, Tampa and Boston. What's on Deck presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. 1:10 first pitch tomorrow. I like that on the East Coast. Going to be Medina up against Perez. Perez is having a very good year. 2-1 with a 2.84 ERA. Sunday morning, it gets a little bit earlier. That'll be a 10:40 in the morning start. That means we'll be on at 10 a.m. So tomorrow, what are we at, 12:30 tomorrow? A's Total Access, 12:30 tomorrow, brought to you by Chevron. So that gives you time to get up, get a workout in, walk the dog, do whatever you need to do, take your kids to brunch, ride bikes, I don't know, get a quick round of golf in. Whatever you do on Saturday morning, get it done and get ready to go 12:30. Back at this thing. Can't stop, can't quit. That's how it works. It's one of the great things about sports. Calendar's still going to go. I'm still going to bring it. They're still going to bring it. No one's going to feel sorry for your ass. They're going to come after you every single night. Every single night. And what are you going to do about it? You just going to sit there and wear it? All right. They're going to pad their stats. 15 strikeouts tonight. What are you going to do about it tomorrow? It's a great thing. We are going to play. The games are still going to go on. At some point, you got to look yourself in the mirror. At some point, you got to find it. And I'm going to keep saying that. What do you got tomorrow? Because today was non-competitive. So you're in the did the team compete versus the team didn't compete. I'm looking at June, big June. I'm going to say 0-1 in June in that category. And I'm going to keep track of it here in my in the Bible, my scorebook. June 0-1, non-competitive tonight. Got to get better tomorrow. And that's the thing. It's like, hell, I'd even say go out and party tonight. If you didn't party last night and you came out and you struck out 15 times, maybe you do need to go party tonight. Whatever you do, 1:10 tomorrow, be ready to bring it. All right, A shutout 4-0. We'll see everybody tomorrow, and have a great rest of your Saturday night. You've been listening to the A's Clubhouse Show right here on A's Cast and the A's Radio Network.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Now the pitch to Mathias. It's swung on and missed, and the A's have won it. Improbable, but a great win for the A's.
On the run is Ozuna. He's at the wall. It carries, and it will go. Opposite field home run for Seth Brown.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'sCast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Hit to right field and shallow. A trio of A's. Kemp going out. Makes an unbelievable circus catch. And Adele goes back to second. A leaping, diving play by Tony Kemp.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.